call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
So many places, done so many things. Spent all my time searching for the perfect song to sing. And now I'm so much older, I finally got it right. And I realize that song is my life. I'm growing stronger, so much wiser. Won't you please listen to my song? There is no way I could ever turn back now. Won't you please listen to my song? La 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 la. Listen to my song.
Welcome to Nellascope, the podcast. I'm Chris Nella. I'm a singer, producer, songwriter, composer, and author. And I'm on a mission to make this independent artist grind 100 times smoother. Nellascope is a podcast all about helping you embrace the process, embrace the journey, helping you become a well-monetized, well-rounded, efficient independent artist. I'll share some education, some tips, some real life experiences, all so you can improve your creative grind. Stay tuned as we change the independent artist game as we talk about music, technology, and life. Nation, what's going on? It's me, Chris Nella, and thank you so much for joining me for season one of Nellascope, the podcast. Just going to jump right into the format. What you can expect to hear on Nellascope, the podcast: good music, information, and technology, artistry, things of the sort. The reason for this podcast was three simple reasons. I want to educate, I want to empower, and I want to inform. For those of you who don't know me, I am a 20 plus year veteran. I've seen some harsh realities, lost, spent thousands of dollars. Simply put, I want to help other people. If I would have had someone to help me in my artistry at a much earlier age, I'd be a kabillionaire. You understand me? What we want to talk about, let me lay it out, put my cards on the table. We're going to hear some great music, guys. The first segment of the show is going to be called Indie Fire, Fire, Fire. That's F-I-Y-A, Indie Fire. It will be 100% fresh from the oven. Independent artist. That's right, you heard it. 100% independent artist on the Indie Fire segment. Yes, sir. Then I'm going to give some real life experience, guys, because everything that I've seen hasn't all been good. I'm going to be real with you. It's real in these streets. You better believe that. And I want to talk about technology. This is where you want to be if you want to know how to build your home studio, if you want to know how to manufacture a certain sound, if you want to know how to get a world-class sound without spending world-class money, you understand me? I can help with those. I plan to help with those all here on Nellascope. Now, without further ado, here's the topic for today, guys. The topic for today is, why is it not working? On episode 2, Nellascope, the podcast, why is it not working? Fans are not increasing or your following is not growing. Nella Nation, I'm going to give you some real truthful answers. But before we jump into the topic for today, it's time for the first segment of Indie Fire. So the name of the song is called Have You Seen? It's available on all streaming platforms. I recommend that you download it and get your groove on. Here's Mark Bird with Have You Seen Her here on Nellascope, the podcast.
Tell me, have you seen her? She's divine. She's the type to cross your path and blow your mind. Show me where her path again.
See, I just wanna let her know that I think she's incredible. I hope we get the opportunity, hey, to spend some time frequently.
'Cause I just wanna be in the same vicinity. Hope to heaven that our eyes will connect. And I just wanna know which way to go, so that she can realize I'm available. Tell me, have you seen her? She's divine. She's the type to cross your path and blow your mind. Tell me, have you seen her? Show me where she went. It would be so cool to cross her path again.
See, she's the type to make you change. And I'll put my word on everything. I'll give anything to hear her say that we could get together right away. And you know what I'm gonna say.
'Cause I just wanna be in the same vicinity.
Hey.
Hope to heaven that our eyes will connect. And I just wanna know which way to go, so that she can realize I'm available. She's the type to cross your path and blow your mind.
Tell me, have you seen her?
Show me where she went. It would be so cool to cross her path again.
I hope that one day soon she would be all mine, and that she would call me
baby, baby.
I hope she feels me too. That would make my world. She's my girl,
lady, lady. I must find a way, a way, a way to bring her closer, closer. She's so close, but yet so far.
Ain't it funny how life can decide what's about to happen next? Is this a waste of time to search far and wide? Gonna find that girl nonetheless.
Tell me, have you seen her? She's divine. She's the type to cross your path and blow your mind.
Tell me, have you seen her?
Show me where she went. It would be so cool to cross her path again.
Tell me, have you seen her?
She's divine. Type to cross your path and blow your mind.
Tell me, have you seen?
Tell me,
show me, tell me, show me, show me.
It would be so cool to cross her path again.
Tell me, have you seen?
She's divine. She's the type to cross your path and blow your mind.
Tell me, have you seen?
Tell me,
show
me, tell
me,
show
me, show me.
It would be so cool to cross her path again.
Yeah, that was Have You Seen Her by Mark Bird. Again, that song is available on all streaming platforms. You can download it, put it on your playlist, and rock out every day. Now it's time to get into our topic for today. The topic that we're talking about today is, why is it not working? I want to talk about why it's not working. One thing that we have to consider is not that your single is not hot, but you haven't built value of why should I invest this dollar? Think about that for a moment. We want people to blindly invest in us, but we have no real commitment or no connection. And to the consumer, that's not fair. I'm going to give to you three reasons why it's not working. Number one. Your promo actually sucks. I know you're out there hustling. The fact is, your promo is promotion of one thing, just your song. People are connecting to brands. People don't want to connect to one song. And as an example, Mary J. Blige, one of the world's greatest performers, if you ask me, everybody knows her story. Everybody connects directly with her. That's what people are looking for. People are looking for someone and something to connect to. As I said, point one, your promo sucks. You promoted the wrong places, the wrong times. You used the wrong methods. Guys, here's something very, very valuable that I want you to pay attention to. Trends are meant to be used. What you want to do is find out what's hot and what's trending and attach your music to that. Now, it doesn't always have to be a negative connotation with that. It can be something extremely positive. If they're on the news talking about finances, you could say, hey, here's something to cheer us up and help you take your mind off those financial woes. Take a listen to this song. In the age of digital art, all music, social media pics should be high quality. The time of just faking it till you make it, guys, that time is over. It's a million people out here competing. That's what it is. You have to think about it. Think about yourself as a reality TV show, and you're fighting to get the attention of each and every fan that already follows you. So again, each picture or any media art should be high quality, 8 megabytes or higher. It should always be branded with your logo or your brand colors. Stop promoting your song so much and promote yourself. Promote your life, but promote yourself more so than your product. So that's step one, your promo sucks. Number two, your logo or brand is inconsistent or in some cases non-existent. This is where a lot of people miss it. Your logo has to be consistent with your voice or your brand or what you stand for or the style that you represent. You can't be a trap slash hardcore rapper and you have a pink or light blue logo. That's inconsistent. It's like a cat barking. Major companies are known by their brands. Play a game with me. Close your eyes, unless you're driving. Please don't close your eyes. But if you're not driving, close your eyes. And when I say these names, your brain will automatically see the logo. Here we go. Number one, Coca-Cola. Number two, Amazon. Number three, Google. And number four, AT&T. Now open your eyes. Now, did you see how that worked? Your brand can be your main marketing tool. You can push any product or achieve any goal by actually achieving brand consistency. So that's number two. Your logo or brand is inconsistent or non-existent. And number three, this is the most important. You are not authentic. Let's be real, guys. You're not authentic. The fact is, people can see through BS. People can see through non-authentic people, just like plastic, and they can feel the real. Your phenomenal talent, good looks, and swag can only hold their attention for so long. And my main example is reality TV. On most reality TV shows, tea is being spilled that captures people's attention. And like I said in point two, you are competing with the next reality show or trend. Here's a fact. TV has conditioned our culture to look for the hottest tea. And you always balling and happy and nothing ever going wrong. You're losing out on the drama element. You're losing out on the authenticity element that people crave and long for. In a nutshell, you're leaving out all the good stuff, but you want people to understand, when I sing, this is what I've been through, this is what I've lived, this is what I've endured, and I've come out on the other side. But with you just all the time bawling and all the time, everything is positive, that's gonna hold people's attention for only so long. And it doesn't have to be the negative side, it can be the positive side. But give people meat, give people layers. You have to pull back the layers to get to that good stuff. That's what attracts people. That's what makes people want to follow you. So number one, the point was your promo sucks. Number two, your logo or brand is inconsistent. And number three, you're not authentic. And let me piggyback on number three. Another reason why it may not be working, people can't touch that. Let me explain. Well, I say people can't touch that. You don't make it for your tribe, your followers, or anybody that's slightly interested in you. You don't make it easy for them to get your material or to find out about you or to easily access what you have going on. There should be no more than 2 to 3 mouse clicks on any social media page that you have. You should make your brand as accessible as possible. You must develop. This is a very important fact. You might want to slow it down, really focus. You must develop the like, trust, love factor. Your fans have to like you first, then they'll develop trust. And you want to nurture that trust to get to love. And now it's time for the second segment of Indie Fire. It's the Agape Music Group. They are a husband and wife team, and their song is The Weight. This song is extremely inspiring. I love it. It's like a melody to your soul. So guys, enjoy this song. The Wait is available on all streaming platforms. Here's the Agape Music Group with The Wait. I hope you enjoy it. This is Chris Nella on Nellascope, the podcast.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm looking for answers. Sometimes I get a little unsettled. Kinda feels like I'm going in circles. And I be feeling like my prayers are worthless. At times I could lose my focus. Every now and then I feel a little hopeless. Then I remember, you know better, and your heart is for me. So if you say wait, I'll stay right here. And if you say go, I'll have no fear. I'll be waiting for.
And that was The Wait by the Agape Music Group. That song is available on all streaming platforms. And now it's time for Nella News and More.
Nella News.
And more. In the news, here's a subject brought to us by Hypebot.com. How many Spotify streams are necessary to live above the poverty line? According to the Assistant Secretary for Planning and Evaluation, the ASPE, the poverty line for a single-person household is around $12,000 if we round it up. After we've rounded up to $12,000, we can use available streaming revenue calculators to find out how many Spotify streams someone would need in order to sustain themselves. According to the ASPE, at an average payout of 0.006, you can write that down, that's 0.006 per song stream, a musician living in the United States needs 3 million plays annually to have a gross income of $12,000. This goes into what I was saying earlier. You have to develop your brand. It's about your brand. It's about what you do besides music and what makes you special from all these other artists out there. The ASPE puts the poverty line for a family of four, two adults and two children, at a little bit over $24,000. So using the same average royalty rate, a musician would need over 6 million Spotify streams to earn that amount of gross income. So to earn about $24,000 for a family of four, a musician would need over 6 million streams. Bruh. Guys, the reason why I bring this Nella News to you today, this Nella News and More today, you want to develop a brand. You want to develop a fan base. You want to nurture your fan base, because the key to a long career in music today is through the development of a community around the artist, or a tribe. So today's Tech Tips follows up strongly on episode one. If you haven't listened to episodes one Tech Tip, go back and listen to it. Today, what I'm going to provide for you, you got your DAW, you got your digital audio workstation, FL Studio, you got your $35 bundle for your compression mic. Now, what I'm going to do to follow up all of those, I want to tell you about USB interfaces. I found a fantastic USB audio interface. Let me explain to you what an audio interface is here on today's Tech Tips. An audio interface is quite simply what you need to get sound in and out of your computer. If you want to make a good quality recording of your voice or any instrument, and you want to hear the results so you can mix them or master your recordings, you'll need an audio interface. So what I found is a Behringer Euphoria UM2 USB, a USB audio interface. It's a two-channel audio interface with a preamp for the mic bundle, so you can get the full power of your microphone. You can get the full clearness and clarity of your compressor microphone and an instrument input. That goes for around $48, $49. I highly recommend it to work with your DAW and your microphone plugged into your laptop or your desktop, and you are on your way to making some quality production. I couldn't leave you guys without a free download. My free download for Nelloscope episode 2 is for all you creatives. Title of it is Give a Concert in Your Underwear. It's a quick guide on how to give an online concert. You can make money doing online shows. You can find today's tech tip of the USB audio interface and the free download of how to get your coins online at www.bit.ly/NELLASCP. And in closing, Nella Nation, what I want to bring to you is one of my favorite sessions, Moments to Be Inspired. Today, my quote is very simple. Do today what others don't, so tomorrow you have what others won't. And that was your moment to be inspired by. All right, guys, and that is episode 2, and that's a wrap. I want to thank everybody for tuning in for episode 2. I'm still super excited to carry you through this entire season 1. Tune in next week, where we talk about, for my creatives, my singers, my artists, where we talk about how to get your song out, how to get it played on the radio, registered with YouTube for the FREE, legit, clean, none of that shabby stuff. I'm your man, Chris Nella. I'm the plug. So let's talk about what went down on episode 2. My very first Indie Fire song was by my man, a dear friend of mine, Marcus Bird. He gave us Have You Seen Her. That song is available on all streaming platforms. Make sure you download it to get your groove on daily. My second Indie Fire song was brought to me by the husband and wife team, a dynamic team, the Agape Music Group, with their song, The Wait. And again, their song is available on all streaming platforms. Make sure you go and download it to encourage yourself. So in Nella News, we talked about how many Spotify streams are necessary to live above the poverty line. We dove into that. On today's Tech Tip, I gave you a fantastic USB audio interface for that clarity, for that richness in your tones. And I also, my free download offering, I couldn't get out of here with that. I couldn't leave y'all without that, was How to Have a Concert in Your Underwear. It was a quick guide during this difficult time, this uncertain time, of how to go and get your coins online. Guys, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast as much as I enjoyed delivering it to you. I'd like to thank all of my listeners. Make sure you tune in next week, episode 3, that's a horrible role. Make sure you tune in next week for episode 3, where I tell you how you can get your song out, published, distributed everywhere for free. Now, you know your man Chris Nella wouldn't tell you anything wrong. Guys, I love you. Thank you so much for listening. But remember this, God is in love with you. He's not mad at you. He's madly in love with you. Let that sizzle in your spirit. I'm your man, Chris Nella. Live hard, laugh hard, but love hard. And I'm out. And I'm out. And I'm out.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.